we're back here on the Financial Safari. We've had a little shift change in the middle of the commercial break there. Chris exited, and Steve Siddall entered. Steve,
welcome in. Yes. Hey, how are you?
So let's ask you, like I asked everybody else, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was fantastic. My kids and grandkids are all up north. But the cool part, you know, with technology, we were able to FaceTime Christmas. We exchanged gifts. It was
nice.
Fantastic.
That's so nice.
And then my 15-year-old granddaughter was surprised the most because we gave her a ticket to come down here and spend spring break with us.
That was a
fantastic Christmas.
Very cool. She's going to love that.
Well, you said the FaceTime thing. And during the break, I watched a lot more TV than when I'm working usually.
Sure.
And I watched a show that came back. It's been reinvented called The Cash Cab.
Cash
Cab?
Yeah.
It's when people are in New York City, they get in a cab, and all of a sudden the guy flips the buttons and the like music comes on. It's a trivia show in a cab.
I love it.
And Ben Bailey's a comedian.
Yes.
He's aged a lot, by the way. I think the last time I watched Cash Cab was like 10 years ago.
It might have been.
Now they have guest stars on there. Like Brooke Shields was on the one I watched, and she helped the people answer the questions.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with anything? Well, here's what it is. You know how they had Regis would have phone a friend and all that kind of stuff?
Yep.
Here they can go to social media and go on to the page and ask a virtual crowd a question for help on the question.
Well, that's cool.
So they FaceTime basically the Comedy Central site.
That's pretty
amazing, isn't it? Combining technology with trivia.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. So very, very fun. Now you've got a segment there about diagnosis retirement for you.
Right. And again, what we try to do with this is find real life problems and offer some good solutions.
Yep.
This is a problem that a lot of people have, but I think you've got the solution coming right up.
Welcome to Diagnosis Retirement. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, reminding you that the only thing that can go wrong getting to retirement is everything. Today's episode, Lost in the Shuffle, begins with good news. You've landed that dream job you've always wanted. Oh, sure, it'll be hard to leave the comfortable confines where you've been for the past 8 years, but it's exciting to think what the future holds. So you pack up your desk, you say goodbye to old friends, and off you go on the new adventure. Things are going well. You're finding yourself moving up the ladder just as you'd hoped. But something is nagging at you. Something you forgot to do. Something you need to do. You just can't put your finger on it. And before you know it, a couple of years have gone by and then it hits you. You left your 401k at your old employer. Nobody to look after it. Nobody to help it grow. Is it too late? Well, hang on. We've diagnosed the problem and have prescribed the solution. Coach, or should I say Dr. Pete, can tell our ambitious corporate climber about his lonely 401k.
Need to get a lab jacket.
I think you should.
Well, Steve, it's pretty funny. I wrote an article in a consumer magazine to financial advisors called Figuring Out Your Numbers.
And
it's about looking at what your lump sum is and what that translates to a lifetime income. And what I call the income orchard, where you just walk out to the money tree and pick off income every year.
I like that idea.
And great segment, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Great job, Steve.
Thomas, we hear me talk about the income needs of people the whole time you've been here and over the last 26 years.
No doubt.
Income planning becoming more and more of a buzz phrase, Steve. I mean, when I talked about it, people look at me like I was crazy. What do you mean income? We've got a lump sum. We don't need income.
Sure.
Or I'm going to live off my CD interest of 15%. Well, CDs don't pay 15% anymore.
Oh, no.
Lucky to get one or two, maybe two. I haven't seen two anywhere, but you're lucky to get that. You can't live on that. You can't live off that interest. So it's about having the proper plan so you have a never-worry retirement. And a never-worry retirement, to me, is one where you have a check that arrives at your mailbox each and every year, regardless of what happens in the stock market, regardless of what happens anywhere out here. We call it the green flag on the mailbox. And just to summarize, because we talked a lot about this last year, it's called a financial fill-up. And that's like when, remember, you pull up to the gas station and guys will come running out. But every single year, the mailman brings you a big check, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. And now you have to put your little red flag on the mailbox when you're paying bills, but the green flag should be more than what the bills are, and also extra money to make sure you do what you want to do when you want to do it, which is the definition of a great retirement. And you've talked to people that are retired, Steve. Is that a good definition of a good retirement?
That's a great definition of what retirement should be. It's what we all strive for.
Well, it's not having a worry in retirement a good retirement?
Right. Yeah.
We're all going to have worries. Oh, gosh, I should have fixed the roof, or I should have mowed the grass or whatever. But those aren't worries. And actually, if you get enough income in retirement, you don't have to do that either.
Right. There you go.
Exactly.
Or you move to a condo that they handle all the yard work.
This actually reminds me a little bit of the conversation we were having, Abby, earlier.
Yeah.
So you're talking about how we need to prioritize and really understand needs versus wants. And And I don't know if, Abby, you'd want to share. You're in the middle of Christmas break right now, being pulled in 50 different directions, not really finding time to do the things you want to do.
I mean, break just kind of evaporates for me a little bit. Yeah. And, you know, I have all these things that I want to get done, and you can't ever get them all done.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of goes into what we talk about, Coach, about how there are certain things we have to have in retirement, but there are things that I think are precious to each of us, unique to us, our goals, our dreams that we need to work in there at some point if we're actually going to not miss out on them before retirement's over.
Exactly.
What I've seen in my life for 51 years, the more I write on my to-do list, or the more I do, the bigger it gets anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go, right?
Always is the case.
And life is a journey, not a destination.
It is.
I want to make sure to enjoy the journey.
There
and
you
Abby, you've got some good points for us today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, it's all about planning, I guess. I started making a list. My break's already half over, but
did you check it twice?
I did have a list, and I'm trying to check off those things that, you know, are most important to me. So I guess Thomas helped me a little bit with this, but he said, you know, be realistic with that list. So I tried to only have the most important things on there and not like a list of 50 things that are just, it's never going
to
happen.
Well, I've learned that from Coach. I would love to see every single country in the world, you know, in retirement, but I might need to narrow that down to
my top five or ten.
Yeah.
You narrow down the, narrow down the goal list, right?
Yeah.
Narrow down the goal list. Look at the New Year's resolutions, how fast they'll disappear.
Yep. Exactly.
And the gym is always very crowded January, February, but in March it'll be back to normal.
It dies down.
But just to be realistic when you set your goals, most people get in trouble is they set unrealistic goals. I want to lose 50 pounds by tomorrow. Well, that's not going to work. And then you're going to be discouraged.
There you go.
Or I want to have a $1 million retirement, but you just started working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
If you're more realistic, you feel good about yourself right away.
Now, there are ways, though, for people listening in their 50s and 60s who have a good 401k balance to have an income that is over and above what they thought if they get a proper income plan in place. It is amazing to me to see the look on people's faces when they realize they can retire now, don't have to work two or three more years if they allocate the money properly and set up their own income orchard so they have money coming every single year, guaranteed for the rest of their life in an income plan, and then take the leftover money and take risk with it.
Wow.
So isolate risk. Get a core and explore and advance and protect strategy. You're always advancing. You're protecting your gains.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the core of your money in a place that can't lose. You take the money that you can lose and put it in a place where you can take more risks than you ever imagined because you got your money safe, the money you need, safe in a different place.
Yeah.
Don't combine the two buckets. You know, they're not like oil and water. They don't separate automatically. So you have to separate them yourself, and we'll do that for anyone who calls.
That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Now, we had a list there of the 20 things you might not know about Coach Pete.
Yeah.
Thomas, did you find something you liked on there?
I did. It actually kind of goes with what we're talking about. So it's about halfway through the list. It says, what are you most grateful for in your life? And you go on to say, my ability to put myself in other shoes and feel what most are feeling. I'm thankful for being born with compassion. Been here for 2 years, Coach, and I will say that it's absolutely true. You know how to look at a situation or perspective, not just from your own perspective, but from theirs as well. Really resonates.
Well, and this comes very much in handy for the world I'm in, the financial world, because I'll meet with folks, and we've got a younger planner at the office, Parker,
he's
26 or 25, I don't know how old he is, he's young, he's half my age, but he hasn't seen what I've seen in the world, so we've seen some market crashes before, so he's all gung-ho about a lot of risk many times, and I have to say, Parker, just because you haven't seen the bad thing doesn't mean Coach Pete hasn't seen the bad thing.
And we'll get
people coming in from, like, they have a younger planner, and the planner, or maybe an older planner who isn't good at putting himself in your shoes.
Yep, sure.
So my idea is I've seen it. I felt it too myself when I had too much risk and the market went the other way. So let's make sure to get the plan that best fits what you're looking for and make sure that you understand what's going on in your plan and you know that I'm looking out for you just like I would be looking out for myself.
So important.
Very, very important.
It is.
And so if you are one of the next five callers who call in today, we'll create a one-page financial review for you that'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial and retirement plan. This is a $999 value. It's going to be yours absolutely free, complimentary, with no obligation if you're one of the next five. Well, let's make it the next 10. The next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, our strategies do work best for those of you at over $1 million. As long as you have at least $200,000 put aside, we will help you by taking the mystery out of the financial planning world. We'll isolate fees. We'll identify hidden financial termites in your portfolio. We'll make sure you're not paying too much in taxes, or we'll give you advice on how to be more tax efficient. We'll also build the most important part, a customized lifetime income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. Folks, if you do it the right way, you take the worry out of living in retirement. You will totally enjoy retirement when you have an income that is not dependent on the stock market. We'll do all that for the next 10 callers, as well as many other things, if you call right now.
We're proud to shed light on a number of topics that we see folks struggling with or really being taken advantage of in as they prepare for and move into retirement. So if you want that complimentary financial roadmap that we're talking about put together, all while making sure that you walk away from that conversation with clarity and understanding. Now, the number to call in and meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team is 800-477-1135. You can find out what your investments really are costing you because of high fees or commissions, what those future tax implications will be, and even more important than that, how much income you can actually securely generate from that once you do move into retirement. To take advantage, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call us, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about 9 retirement planning mistakes you might be making. We're going to find out if you are or not when we come right back.